At 6, Graham turned up with Jacob. Ray was in the shower, so she let them in herself and tottered back to the chair in the kitchen. Graham asked what was wrong, but Jacob was too busy telling her what a wonderful time they'd had at the Natural History Museum.
And there were skeletons of elephants and rhinoceroses and the dinosaurs were ghost dinosaurs.
They were repainting one of the rooms, said Graham. Everything was under dust sheets.
And Daddy said I could stay up late, and we had eggy and toast, and I helped, and I gotted a chocolate stegosaurus from the museum, and there was a dead squirrel in Daddy's garden. It had worms in its eyes.
Katie held her arms out. Are you going to give your mummy a big hug? Katie Morag ran as fast as she could past the show field, where frantic last-minute preparations were in progress, and onto Granny Island in order to give Alakina an extra special brush and comb before the judging started. But when Katie Morag arrived at Granny Island, Alakina was up to her horns in the boggy lock.
A whole hillside to eat, and she wants that blade of grass, cried Granny Island in a fury. Look at your fleece, and today of all days, you old devil,
ranted Granny Island when they eventually got Alakina out of the boggy lock.
We'll never get these peaty stains out in time for the show.
Grandma Mainland has some stuff to make her hair silvery white, said Katie Morag thoughtfully.
Everyone looked in amazement as Granny Island's old tractor hurtled past the show field, heading for the post office.
Och, we'll be late, grumbled Granny Island.
The restaurant where we'd eaten the famous chicken was closed, so instead we went to a local bistro that was so Parisian that it resembled a set from a situation comedy, wine bottles barely visible under cascades of candle wax, and no inch of wall without a poster for Gauloise or Perrier.
Pour moi, je voudrais pâté, et puis l'anglais aussi l'épinard, et ma femme voudrait la salade et le morue, s'il vous plaît.
L'épinard et le morue de beef and the cod for madame, certainly, sir.
The waitress left.
When I speak in French, why does everyone reply in English?
I think it's because they suspect that you're not a native French speaker.
But how do they know?
It's a mystery to me, she laughed.